This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome here. As we kick off the second hour, you can bring up anything, as always, that you want to discuss. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We actually started out talking about the Department of Homeland Security and its plan to create a database on, well, if you're a journalist, you. If you're a media personality, you. People who are creating content out there, they might be monitoring you with what they're calling the media monitoring services. They're now looking for a contractor who's going to do this work for them, and we'll tell you more about that because we just got that conversation started in the first hour, and then we started, of course, taking your calls about anything you want to discuss. We ended up on the topic of secession via our last caller. Yep. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And Daryl, you had found, I guess maybe you were just looking for secession news. You found.
No, I actually saw the headline a couple of days ago.
As did I. South Carolina, what's going on?
Yeah, so Representative Mike Pitts of South Carolina. Pitts. P-I-T-T-S.
Got it.
Who in 2016, and this kind of wraps back around to the opening, he filed legislation to require journalists to be registered.
Ugh.
He was trying to make a point. The article here from the Index Journal from Greenwood, South Carolina, says it was one of his shining moments as he taunted journalists, knowing that many of them, us included, would balk us being the people at the Index Journal, yep, not us as in the three of us in the studio right now, would balk at the idea of having no qualms about gun registration and measures to tighten gun control. What's good for the Second Amendment is good for the First, right? And now Pitts is joined by
So the point being, if some bureaucrats want you to register guns, then why don't register media? Let's register everything.
Right, and
because that always leads to good things.
The people at the Index Journal, I'm glad that they mentioned here that they don't necessarily have a problem with the gun registry, but yet they would balk at the idea of media registry.
Right. To restrict those other people's freedoms.
But journalists don't kill people, Daryl. Do they?
Well, not all gun owners kill people either. Generally, that's
most
left to the military and the police. Yeah.
A very small portion of gun owners actually end up having to use their guns in their lifetime.
And a very small percentage of guns that were purchased through a legal market are ever used in any kind of crime, let alone any kind of murder.
Yeah. And of course, you can also, that's where I was leading to that, but you can also argue that mainstream media probably gotten us into a lot of wars.
Right.
So
have you heard about some of the dumb stuff going on in London now to where they're going around with knife confiscation?
What? I heard something about a knife ban.
Yeah.
Okay, these pretty blue boxes with a slot to slide the knife in.
And a picture of Cookie Monster that says only cowards carry.
Cookie Monster, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had heard before that chefs, the people that cook things for a living, they have to get special permission to have butcher's knives.
That's like prison. I mean, that's what it was like when I was in jail, at least, where I worked in the jail kitchen. I was there for civil disobedience, a 90-day sentence.
You had to get knife registered?
If you were working in the kitchen, you had to check out the knife or the knives and then check them back in at the end of the night. Make sure they didn't, slide it up your butt.
Those are some nice knives. Wish I could touch them.
I'm
checking them out from all the way over here.
That's what this world outside of prison is starting to feel more and more like.
That's what I'm saying.
And they're getting it started real young.
Next thing they're going to have you bend over and cough when you want to go to work.
The article here continued. Well, walking down the street is a form of transportation.
Yeah.
Continuing on, now Pitts is joined by
rectal
two other
checkpoints
lawmakers with a bill that would allow lawmakers to take possible secession, or rather to take up possible secession from the union again in the event that the federal government begins confiscating legally purchased firearms in the Palmetto State. Here again, Pitts is using his position as a lawmaker to make a broader point. If the feds come after our guns, South Carolina might just thumb its collective nose at Washington and secede.
Well, I like you know, any kind of talk about secession. I'm glad to hear that this particular state representative is, you know, agitating for that to some extent. As, you know, you pointed out, Conan, this is a pretty weak proposal.
It's a bill that they'll talk about it. They'll debate it if this ever happens. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, it's
useless. I mean, it's useless besides the fact that it might get a few media stories like this.
Right. Continuing
on. But come on, man. I mean, throw down some of this political capital that you've earned and put your, you know, your intentions out there. If you really support secession, then put forward a bill to secede.
But then he might not get reelected.
Yeah, and Pitts, Pitts likes the system, too, as long as it works for him, and he gets to keep his guns.
Not to be outgunned, pun probably intended here, Pitts has a couple more bills he's sponsored as a means of propping up the Second Amendment, as it seems to be doing battle with the First. H-5218 and 5219, both filed on Friday, are aimed at criminalizing the sale of video games depicting gun violence and barring movie theaters from screening films with similar content.
Is this also South Carolina?
This is
the same legislator,
guy, right?
Basically filing stuff to make a
He's
point.
Just
He's
trolling.
Not serious
He's
about any of this.
He's just trolling with all of his legislation.
It says Pitts.
Well, they wrote a story about that. There's an article here. You Google search and all the top lists are him.
Says Pitts is a bit more serious with these measures than he is with his push to register journalists or even to secede from the union. He told the Index Journal for a story published on Tuesday, quote, "the hypocrisy of people that make gazillions off depicting gun violence and then want to take my legally owned firearms away from me, chafe my rear end." So this is to point it out.
All right.
He's a former law enforcement officer, told the paper that media saturation of violent content has contributed to moral collapse, that it has desensitized society and devalued human life. Another case of First Amendment versus Second? Decidedly so, and again an opportunity for Pitts to make a point, saying, then we're debating the First Amendment rights against my Second Amendment rights, and that's my point. Is it any less dangerous to set in young, impressionable minds that gun violence is a thing that you just do, and rap music does it, but nothing, or rather, it's nothing but violence, and in video games you get extra points for executing someone who's helpless? I fully anticipate the scream of First Amendment rights. I anticipated it in the Journalism Registry Bill a couple of years ago, and I got it.
Yep.
But make no mistake, Pitts wants South Carolina to remain part of the United States, and he is not opposed to making people safer, even if the bill he introduced and sponsors might seem to indicate otherwise.
We'd be safer without the United States. If you want to make people safer.
We'd be safer without state reps like this wasting time filing, you know, these trolley bills.
Because what if it passes? Like, what if one of these things actually passes?
Right. He's not serious about these things, but other people are like, wow,
yeah,
dude,
great idea.
This is a good idea. We're going to pass it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it doesn't mean anything unless they come for the guns.
No, the bill that he filed to criminalize the sale of video games with gun violence.
That's right now, right? That's like happening.
He filed
now.
That on Friday.
Yeah.
The bill to prohibit a movie theater from screening a film that shows gun violence. He filed that on Friday.
This is one
Somebody
of those
might
where,
actually pass this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's a problem. This is one of those things where you don't get the ability to just yank back your bill after you file it. It's on its own route. You know, it goes through
right.
the system.
Other you don't get to object to other people's amendments because
right.
it is no longer your bill, it is the legislature's
right. you have
bill.
No control over once you release that idea, and that's what's we've seen that bite people in the butt. There was one state rep that tried to do that with like cryptocurrency, where she put some sort of crypto bill together, and they completely gutted the intentions of that. That had to be undone a couple years later, and ended up working out. Thank goodness, the state of New Hampshire undid that legislation and put in
mostly. They still didn't remove the wording that was originally added.
Right, but
and
they put in an exemption for cryptocurrency for money transmitter statutes. So that ended up being a good thing. But that's because we found out about it after the fact, and then the crypto activists here got active, and there's a few state reps who are cryptocurrency fans, and they managed to kind of hold the hand of this thing through.
Right, and luckily the bill that was introduced at the same time a couple of years ago to explicitly exempt cryptocurrency was turned into a study committee, or rather a study commission, and then the commission was able to look and see, oh, wait a second, we shouldn't have passed this other thing.
All right, coming back here, we're going to get back into the press freedom question, because it ties into this here, this story.
Yes.
Press freedoms at the national level, with the federal government going to create a media monitoring service to just gobble up all kinds of data on journalists and media personalities and influencers in the United States. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here, toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want to discuss.
if you want. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in. Skype username lrn.fm. Also, you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. We got some really cool shirts that you can pick up for $6. $6shirts.com. That's the number $6shirts.com. They've got a huge selection, and that is not an exaggeration. There are a lot of options there in different categories, everything from pop culture like movies and video games to politics and sports. Head on over there to $6shirts.com. Take a look through the selection and get yours, and then at checkout, use code FTL to save 10% off the already very affordable prices at $6shirts. And by the way, these are people who like Freedom, the $6 Shirts founder, is a Free Talk Live listener and a supporter of the show. So go to the number $6shirts.com and go find some for yourself. Use code FTL for the 10% off. And if you want to pay with Bitcoin, you can do that too at $6shirts.com. As we continue here to the story that we started the show with here tonight about the Department of Homeland Security creating a media monitoring service in partnership with some kind of private company that has yet to be announced. At this point, they appear to have created what they call a statement of work. And this statement of work is basically a six-page document that I was looking at here that sort of outlines what they're looking for. And they want some private company to do this. As Forbes magazine is pointing out, their contributor, Michelle Fabio, and she actually gets into a little bit about what this six-page document would like. But basically to collect information, collect data on journalists, on media personalities, on people who are influencers in the United States, all in a big old database, and then just do nothing with it, right? Like the government, they're not going to do anything with this data. They wouldn't round up politically dissident. Oh, wait, no, that President Lincoln did that.
Yeah, he wound up arresting enough legislators from the Maryland legislature to where they could not vote on secession.
Well, he also, I'm talking about journalism, he rounded up journalists, too. He arrested newspapermen and that sort of thing, if I'm not mistaken.
But in this day and age, you don't have to round them up. You just shut them down. Just remove their access to their delivery and silence them.
Sure, they could.
They can't take down the KU-band satellite very easily.
That's under a jurisdiction that's probably a different political jurisdiction. But, yeah, I mean, they could certainly pull down websites. We've seen with Backpage.com and
right.
Websites being taken down. They could make life very difficult.
I guess they could shoot a missile at all of the various satellites that transmit things.
They could. That would be an act of war, likely, against whichever.
Right. That's why nation. I said they couldn't do it very easily.
Right. So as a point out here, or as Forbes points out here, meanwhile, the United States government, traditionally one of the bastions of freedom, is about to compile a list of professional journalists and top media influencers, which would seem to include bloggers and podcasters, and monitor what they're putting out to the public. What could possibly go wrong? A lot, she says. As part of its media monitoring, the Department of Homeland Security seeks to track more than 290,000 global news sources. So not just U.S., news sources from around the planet in over 100 languages, including Arabic, Chinese, and Russian, for instant translation into English.
Well, you know, Ian, there was the thing that wound up getting passed. I forget which agency it was, but they wanted all kinds of foreign media to wind up registering as foreign agents because they reported on American politics.
The U.S. government went after RT for that recently.
Right. No, I forget which agency of the U.S. government. It wasn't, you know, Congress that passed the bill. It was some bureaucracy
too.
That said, you have to do this.
It was
RT, Al Jazeera. There were a number that were specifically mentioned.
I didn't know it was beyond just RT.
But it was written in such a way as to where it could wind up including anything that reports on American politics.
That's foreign-based.
Right.
Yeah. The successful contracting company will also have to give the government 24/7 access to password-protected media influencer database, including journalists, editors, correspondents, social media influencers, bloggers, etc. in order to, and it's a quote from the
right.
sheet, the six-page document, in order to, quote, identify any and all media coverage related to the Department of Homeland Security or a particular event. So they want it to be a searchable database
yep.
where it translates over 100 languages from 290,000 global news sources all into English.
Yep. So they've got the Babel fish.
Right. So the searcher can then search for some event that the Department of Homeland Security wants to learn about, or the Department of Homeland Security itself, or anything else they probably want to search for.
Let's search for the word the.
Any and all media coverage, as you might imagine, I don't think they're going to do that, Daryl, but is quite broad and includes, quote, online, print, broadcast, cable, radio, trade and industry publications, local sources, national and international outlets, traditional news sources, and social media. So, yeah, that pretty much covers everything.
Yeah,
I don't think they left anything out there, and they can always change their terms later. Because as you pointed out, this isn't a—I don't know if it was off here, but somebody pointed out this isn't a piece of legislation. This is just
right.
the Department of Homeland Security saying,
doing what they do.
We want to hire somebody to do this. All right, corporations, who can provide this for us?
Right, and I've got a different article on this, and there's a quote from a CNN military and diplomatic analyst, John Kirby, who says, given this administration's denigration of most media outlets, I understand why the timing of this bid might look suspicious, but from what I can tell, this is nothing more than an attempt at media analysis.
Mm-hmm.
It's not at all different from what I've seen other agencies undertake to better understand the communication landscape. In fact, it would be PR malpractice not to put something like this together. So, there's this guy that's a military and diplomatic analyst
Does he work for
they've
CNN?
They've probably been doing this.
He's a talking head.
He works for someone. He doesn't work for CNN.
He's a military and diplomatic analyst for CNN.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe he gets a paycheck from CNN.
He's certainly worked for the military in the past.
Yeah, my point is he's working for someone else.
Yeah.
I didn't say he was working exclusively for CNN.
He's probably working for Homeland Security.
We heard what you said. So going on here, the database will be, one aspect of the media coverage to be gathered is its sentiment. The article's author asks, anyone just pull up their blanket over them a little more tightly? Just me? Going on, DHS says the NPPDOUS, that's the National Protection and Programs Directorate Office of the Undersecretary, has a critical need, they say, to incorporate these functions into their programs in order to better reach federal, state, local, tribal, and private partners. Who knows what that means? But the document also states that the NPPD's mission is to, quote, protect and enhance the resilience of the nation's physical and cyber infrastructure. So I'm not sure what exactly it is that monitoring 290,000 media sources globally does to protect and enhance the nation's physical and cyber infrastructure.
Well,
regardless.
The meme today is the foreign intervention in our elections. So that's one that it can monitor and prevent the Russian trolls from, tampering with our democracy. There you go. I don't know why they're not touting that.
We got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Is anybody else spooked by this? Should we be concerned, or is this something that's been going on forever? No big deal, just some data collection. Hey, it's the government. You can trust them. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number, if you want, is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl, you are going to be gearing up here this year for the New York City Marathon. That's the biggie.
Yeah, running that in November, and I have accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project, meaning that I wasn't able to get one of the lottery spots. I am not an elite athlete, so I was not able to qualify on time.
But if you raise a bunch of money for a charity, you get in.
I applied for a charity spot specifically with the Innocence Project because they're one of, I think there was one other charity that I even considered applying for. Applied for the Innocence Project, got a spot on their charity team, and now I need to secure that spot by raising $3,500 by November.
That's doable. You're already half the way there, right?
I'm basically halfway. I'm actually a little over halfway there once I count in the matching funds that have thus far been claimed. I've still got about $1,000 of matching funds waiting to be claimed.
All right, so you got to raise $1,000 basically.
Right. I need to raise another $1,000 to secure my spot. And if by some chance that money doesn't come from other people, I will have to cover that difference.
All right.
So they're getting their $3,500, and I would rather it not come out of my pocket.
Well, and if you support the Innocence Project, which is a group that helps appeal for people who are in prison that, you know, are wrongfully convicted,
right,
and have as a result, had people released from prison.
Right.
Who were wrongfully
convicted.
To date,
200 people have been released because of the work of the Innocence Project.
So they're definitely doing some good work. If you throw 10, 20 bucks behind that, somebody else is going to match it. I believe the Sharia Free Church is matching on that. That's, you know, there you go. You can go to run.freetalklive.com to contribute to Daryl's efforts there. That's run.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the National Protection and Programs Directorate and Office of the Undersecretary has put forth a proposal for a massive media monitoring program that will be giving the government 24/7 access to 290,000 global news sources, a searchable database of basically everything that those sources say and do. I mean, it's just a crazy, encompassing, a huge swath of coverage that they want. They want to take all the languages, 100 languages, in all those news sources, converting them instantly, they say, to English. I don't know how good of a conversion that's going to be, but, you know, it could be technically possible, I think, at this point in day and age.
Yeah,
and
Google Translate works pretty good to get, you know, the gist of what it's saying. It might not necessarily catch all of the nuance of various things.
It'll probably mistranslate a few things here and there, but yeah, you'll get the gist of it for sure. And according to Forbes, who's reporting on this, Daryl, you say that Huffington Post had some expert claiming that this is not new. There's other agencies who've been collecting media data before.
Right.
This may be one of the largest collections. It certainly seems very all-encompassing.
Right. And it, this individual, military and diplomatic analyst for CNN, John Kirby, who's a former rear admiral for the U.S. Navy, retired in 2017, he says, quote, it would be PR malpractice not to put something like this together.
Yeah, that's horrible. But you know what? I think this, because these departments don't talk
with each other.
So, I mean, yeah, he's probably right. The CIA probably has their list already.
Right.
Like I was saying earlier in the show, FBI's probably got their list. TSA's got their list. And the Homeland Security wants theirs now, because I mean they don't talk, they don't share their information, so they need to get access to this stuff. And you know, in this day and age, I mean, it's becoming easier and easier to catalog all these things. You don't need 100,000 people to do this. You just need
a program that ingests data,
correct, and then translates and puts it into a list. And so if something happens, you can just type it up and say, all right, keyword terrorist, or America. And you know, it'll bring up all the journalists out there who have written articles in the past, I don't know, couple of days.
So the MPPD's mission, according to Forbes, is to, quote, protect and enhance the resilience of the nation's physical and cyber infrastructure, unquote. Now, Forbes' opinion piece here says that line makes it sound as if the creation of this database could be a direct response to the rampant allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Although President Donald Trump, who has normalized the term fake news, can't seem to decide whether that's even an issue or not. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg thinks it is. Earlier this week, he announced the social networking site would remove, quote, more than 270 pages and accounts operated by a Russian organization called the Internet Research Agency in an effort to, quote, protect the integrity of elections around the world, unquote. So that's how important Facebook thinks its silly little pages are, that, oh, well, we want to protect elections, so we're going to shut down a few hundred pages on Facebook.
So, because that's why Hillary lost.
Because of Facebook pages?
Because of Facebook, a couple of hundred Facebook posts.
Are removing these pages owned by Russian people somehow protecting the integrity of Russian elections? Because
he says
around the world. Russia is part of the around the world.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what all he's
doing. So are Russians not allowed to use Facebook to talk about Russian elections?
Within the context of increasing concerns over fake news and foreign interference in elections, and actions such as the DHS database might first seem to be a sensible approach, but not exactly. Unfortunately, increasing government encroachment on the freedom of the press is the sinister backdrop to all of this. Freedom House, which has monitored the status of the press for nearly 40 years, recently concluded that global media freedom has reached its lowest level in the past 13 years. The independent watchdog organization blames new threats to journalists and media outlets in major democracies, as well as, quote, further crackdowns on independent media in authoritarian countries like Russia and China, unquote. But then they go one step further. The Freedom House organization further says, quote, but it is the far-reaching attacks on the news media and their place in a democratic society by Donald Trump, first as a candidate and now as president of the United States, that fuel predictions of further setbacks in the years to come. You remember right after he was, I think, elected and took office, somewhere around that time frame, Trump was one of his agents, not Trump directly, but one of his, you know, hand-selected men. I forget for which bureaucracy. I don't remember what was.
He's fired so many of them. It's hard to keep up with these days.
But one of them was basically, you know, saying they were going to target journalists, and it was really, you know, a very chilling kind of viewpoint.
Right, and Dianne Feinstein has been saying that for years.
That they're going to target journalists?
No, that she wants to wind up having some kind of federal registry or definition that doesn't include something that's included here, podcasters and bloggers.
Oh, yeah, this is not new.
To cut them out of being new.
No, they can still podcast, but they've got to get registered. And they've got to be on a list.
She wants them to not be considered media.
Right.
Could the DHS media database be such a setback that, again, they're referring to? Possibly, and it's not even the first time potential regulation of journalists has drifted across the American political scene. Last October, an Indiana lawmaker proposed that journalists be licensed. Representative Jim Lucas's bill was mostly a publicity stunt, but could this DHS action be a way for the government to keep track of American and foreign journalists, as well as citizen journalists, threatening not only the freedom of the press, but also individual freedom of speech? The real question, of course, is what the government plans to do with the information it compiles, and there's been no comment on that beyond what is in the posting, which, by the way, has interest from at least 7 companies as far as providing this service to the government. Will those on the DHS media database be questioned more harshly coming in and out of the country? Will they have trouble getting visas to go to certain countries for their own reporting or personal vacations? Or worse? Speaking of visas and showing that social media activity is squarely on the radar of this administration, earlier this week, the State Department placed 2 notices in the Federal Register seeking comments on its proposal to require that all visa applicants to the U.S. turn over their social media information for the previous 5 years. That's
like
creepy.
Like they don't already have that information already. Like, for example, I think last week I said that I downloaded my Facebook data.
Right.
500 megabytes worth. Every single conversation.
Every picture. Every text.
Picture that I've had in 9 years.
Well, certainly the U.S. government can get access to those sorts of things, but if they're demanding foreign social media, for instance, they may not have easy access to, you know, the Russian, I think it's VK.com or something like
right.
that. There's like Russian Facebooks and things like that that are out there. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, are you a Trump supporter? How would you like to have a free Trump flag? I mean, a nice, big, beautiful Trump flag, free. If you can get to this website, freetrumpstuff.com, in the next 30 minutes, that's right, freetrumpstuff.com, I'll give you a nice, big, beautiful free Trump flag. How's that for a deal, huh? freetrumpstuff.com. Go there, get your free flag, do it now. You better hurry, because they won't last long. Go to freetrumpstuff.com, get your free Trump flag, freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want to discuss here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. Or there's the Discord on-air call-in line room that you can jump into on our Discord, which has multiple chat rooms where people are there throughout the show, usually many times before and after, talking about various different things in different rooms. Some of them are hosts of the show. Many of them are listeners, of course, that you can connect with there at discord.lrn.fm. And it's free. So one of the many free features that we give you on our website, it's discord.lrn.fm. In fact, it's become so popular over the, we've just been doing it for 3 months now, that I just decided we need to put this on the front page of the website. So if you actually go to freetalklive.com, there's a Discord little monitor that shows you all the channels that people are in and who all is actually on the Discord at any given moment. So try to bring as much attention to it as possible because people seem to like it. They seem to like to chat with each other that are listeners of the program, whether they're callers or not. Some of them are callers.
And yell at each other.
Some don't get along very well. But there's also the block feature, so if you want to block somebody on there, you can do that too. So you decide over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about the Department of Homeland Security now looking to curate its own media database. Well, they actually want to hire a private company to do it, and they apparently have at least 7 applicants to provide them with searchable, password-protected database access. And, of course, you know, surely hackers will be able to get into it. But a database of over...
Password is password.
Right. Of 290,000 global news sources, as well as social media. So add in however many thousands more social media accounts or sources or whatever of anybody that's got an opinion. Over 100 languages, including Arabic, Chinese, and Russian, for instant translation into English, 24/7. They want to talk or they want to be able to monitor journalists, editors, correspondents, social media influencers, bloggers, etc., including online, print, broadcast, cable, radio, trade and industry publications, local sources, national, international outlets, traditional news sources, and social media. But, you know, it's our government. They're only there to keep you safe, so what's there really to be concerned about here? I mean, this is just a database, right? It's all publicly available information. I mean, they're just cataloging it all in one easy-to-search place. I mean, what's wrong with that? That's efficiency.
why do they need... I've got several questions here. So why do they need all of the info? Why do they need all the info in one place? And a statement, the government isn't efficient at anything other than killing people. But even then, they don't kill the right people.
Oh, but see, they're hiring a private company to make sure that they get a good deal on this.
Oh, right. That's why they used the black sites in foreign countries and then still wound up not even torturing the right people, as if there are right people that you can torture. But like they've admitted, oh yeah, we wound up torturing this guy and he didn't tell us anything that led to anything.
Here's how they'll keep us safe, Daryl. Keeping out foreign tampering in our elections. Being able to squash YouTubers who are claiming that some of these shootings are full of crisis actors. Conspiracy theories in general. Being able to take those down, being able to attack any individuals who are out there making observations and asking questions, because we can't have those guys questioning the official.
Conan, I mean, aren't you being a little paranoid here? I mean, we're just talking about a database. That doesn't authorize them to take down these pages
and
websites.
It makes it a lot easier to monitor those individuals. Mm-hmm. So once they get your ticket, now you're on their radar. I mean, but before that, they actually have to hire somebody. And
what happens if the Department of Homeland Security, I'm just trying to think of something they could do here rather than playing devil's advocate. What if they, you know, determine a list of these, you know, program providers
and
that you're talking
about?
And
it'll start at a few thousand, and then before you know it, it'll be millions.
What if they, you know, make a list of the people that they don't like their opinions of? And then they come to these organizations like YouTube with a, you know, official notice from the Department of Homeland Security saying, we believe that these channels, these pages or whatever, these are providers of fake news. And this is the official opinion of the Department of Homeland Security, and we are requesting that you take them down.
Within about 7 seconds, there's going to be a lawsuit from the ACLU.
Well, not if they voluntarily take them down. That was just a request,
no,
Daryl, on official department letterhead.
If the DHS makes such a request, I guarantee you they will be sued by the ACLU.
Yeah, on what grounds?
But YouTube is a free enterprise. They can remove whoever they want.
On what grounds?
Zuckerberg can remove whoever he wants. You can't sue him for that, right?
But if Zuckerberg is only doing it because the federal government tells him
it's
to?
It's a request. It's a request
still,
on official government letterhead.
I still guarantee you the ACLU will wind up filing a suit. It'll be up for a judge to wind up taking your opinion and say they can do whatever the blue hell
they
want.
Don't get me wrong. I like the ACLU. It's just they have to have standing. And if a government requests something, then it's just a request.
Depending on how the request is worded.
We're going to have to ask you to take down these websites.
Well, I mean, if it's someone like Zuckerberg, look at how much hell they're giving him right now. If he doesn't comply with them, with their requests, they're going to go even harder on
him.
Right,
and it's just going to be a coincidence. If the YouTube people decide they're not going to honor the request of the government, then some of them will start getting pulled over and having drugs planted on them. But that has nothing to do with whatsoever with the federal government. It would just be a total coincidence that those things would happen to the staff of YouTube.
Right.
Just a request, Daryl. And here's a little bit more from
I don't buy it.
Forbes.com. Regarding the DHS media database, we are entering potentially dangerous territory with the government keeping track of the so-called sentiment of citizens. That's a quote from the paperwork. And foreign nationals. If not legal challenges from organizations that defend press freedom and freedom of speech interests, the government should expect at the very least backlash from the public. And that means you. If you think the idea of the U.S. government's compiling and monitoring a list of media professionals and, quote, top media influencers, unquote, is a potential threat to democracy, now would be the perfect time to call your local and congressional representatives and let them know how much you value a free press and the freedom of speech, just in case they've forgotten.
All right, so, Daryl, this is the question I asked during the break. All right, so this is Homeland Security making this list. They're just going to do it. They don't need they don't need approval to do this. Who is actually going to stand up against this?
Almost no one would. In the federal government?
Especially because nothing's going to happen at first. The list is going to be created. It's going to start compiling. And we're not going to find out how much is this going to hurt until years from now.
Right, and ideas of what to do with the database.
And it'll all depend on whoever runs Homeland Security at the time. It'll be, you know, whatever bias.
Yeah, the politically directed bias of whoever's running the thing.
Correct. And so the way I see it, Congress probably likes this. Trump likes this. I can see those on the left who would love somebody, just, as long as if it's their enemies who are being monitored. So, like, right. The Feinstein's probably okay with Alex Jones being monitored, and Trump is probably okay with Rachel Maddow being monitored.
Well, I do think that Alex Jones should be monitored, but by health professionals, not by the government. You know, some of the flat earthers, they probably do need to seek psychiatric help. But I'm not going to wind up, you know, advocating that the government force them to wind up getting that help.
I think you should have that opinion that these people need help. But my taxpayer money actually going to monitor flat earthers, I have a problem with that.
So do I. That's why I said it should be monitored by healthcare professionals, not the government.
I think it should be monitored by the audience, and they should make up their mind what they want to listen to.
Yeah. This is it's spooky stuff. And then, of course, you know, you also have organizations like the Pentagon that have propaganda offices that actually try to and successfully manipulate the media landscape by providing so-called experts, like you had cited earlier, right. Daryl, or worse, taking popular culture, Hollywood movies and television shows, or, and literally writing the scripts for the parts that have to do with like the military.
Oh yeah, their analysts are on call, and others like forking $100,000 to the NFL to have military parades or during their sporting events.
Oh yeah, the flyovers, and you're going to have the local National Guard guys come out and hold a flag.
Yep. And of course, you know, the media for the most part is pretty compliant. They love it when the flag gets trotted out. They love it when the flyover happens. They love it when the military is present, because they don't have to question anything that those organizations are doing. It's just accepted that the military is a good organization and they have the best interests of Americans in mind, even though all of the evidence is to the contrary of that the military is just another bureaucracy, the most violent, arguably, of the bureaucracies out there that kills innocent people all around the globe. But nobody, of course, talks about that whenever the military members, you know, trot themselves out at some sporting event. It's just all like, and there are the military members. Boy, those are our boys and girls, and we sure do appreciate them.
Who fought for our freedom.
Yeah, the same old statements just get trotted out again and again. So, I mean, it's not like the Department of Homeland Security really has to worry too much about the major media mainstream sources. Those guys toe the line for the most part. All they really disagree about is whether it should be Trump or Hillary. I mean, that's really that all day, you know, that's the only discussion that they really end up having.
Well, my opinion, both sides are toting the fake news meme. I think that I think the Congress is not going to have any problem with this. I think they're going to eat it up.
Absolutely. The only people that would oppose this are very, very few in Congress. There's more coming up here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, the drug chemist cases getting dropped. We'll tell you why on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.